the Psalm response to today's first reading. Our response is, Teach me your ways, O Lord. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. Remember that your compassion, O Lord, and your kindness are from of old. In your kindness, remember me because of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus God shows sinners the way. God guides the humble to justice and teaches the humble God's way. In our parish churches and our chapels and religious communities, yesterday, the third Sunday of Advent, we lighted our third Advent candle. The days are growing shorter, the darkness longer. We light another candle on our Advent wreaths against the encroaching darkness. It's not the physical darkness that concerns us, is it? In our developed world, we can switch on house lights and street lights and parking lot lights and car lights to dispel the darkness. And so we can see our way so we don't trip or crash into objects in the dark. It's our own and the world's spiritual darkness that concerns us. Here in church this day, we admit we can't throw a switch to conquer those darknesses. It's a world where our nation is involved in two wars. There's threats of nuclear proliferation, devastation of our environment, saber rattling from North Korea, almost 10% unemployment in our country, and other issues, plenty of other issues, that seem to suggest that darkness and not the light is going to have the upper hand. There are also more immediate shadows of darkness to stare us in the face each day, personal shadows. Many parents lament the lack of religious practice among their grown children. Others deal with the pall that sickness or declining health casts over their lives. People lament, too, that the church, once a rock of security, is cracked these days with large crevices caused by clergy scandal and cover-ups from the hierarchy. And a little more personal, perhaps, others, long-time prayers, feel a sadness because our prayers no longer give us the comfort and solace that they used to. We feel as if God has withdrawn, and when we pray, it's dark. No, for these forms of darkness, there's no easy light we can switch or a spotlight we can flip on. We're people who struggle against a darkness that we can't dispel or maneuver through on our own. It's Advent, and we light candles of hope. Each week, we're lighting more candles here in our sanctuary to express more hope as the darkness seems to increase. Today, we get a double dose of light, because besides the light from our Advent candle, it's the feast of a martyr, St. Lucy, a saint of light. She lived in Sicily during the vicious persecutions of the Emperor Diocletian. She was martyred. People have invoked in prayers the prayers of St. Lucy during periods of darkness. Probably because her name is derived from the Latin word lux, means light. People with eye troubles have turned to her. In Scandinavia, there are festivals of light in her honor at this time. She's an Advent saint for us, a reminder that our faith in God during hard times will sustain us. Today, her example encourages us to pray our psalm response today. In faith and confidence, Psalm 25. It sounds like the psalmist, though 2,500 years removed from our times, is also struggling with darkness and the need to trust and wait on God's help and direction, even when the darkness seems to be overpowering. Why would the psalmist pray, "Your ways, O Lord, make known to me, teach me your paths," unless he or she were in a searching or confused place? Maybe like us, that person was facing serious darkness, trials, maybe even frustration because good plans had gone awry, goals had failed, intentions, the best of intentions, weren't fulfilled. And perhaps for them, God seemed late in responding, or maybe it felt like God had withdrawn. The psalm can be our prayer as we pray to God from our darkness. The lament, "Where are you, God?" Or, "I'm confused, I need your help, what's taking so long?" Besides that lament that seems to be the background of this psalm, it is a psalm of trustful waiting. In a dark or confusing time, the prayer on the psalmist's lips is, "Teach me your paths." It's a prayer of hope that expects a response. What gives encouragement to the psalmist is remembering, and even reminding God, of God's previous compassion and kindness. "Remember that your compassion, O Lord, and your kindness are of old." If we have to wait on God this Advent, it's good to remember God's past mercies, that God has been our companion and has journeyed along with us on difficult paths in the past. The psalmist is encouraging. God has been there for us once before. God will be with us again, even if we have to wait. Whatever darkness touches us this Advent, we join the psalmist and turn towards our true light, God with us now, and God coming to us. We pray with hope in an answer. "Teach me your ways, O God." And we look for how God might be already responding, or will respond. Perhaps during some extra moments of quiet prayer, we'll pray, "Teach me your ways, O God." And then we'll listen. Maybe when we seek out a friend with a listening ear and we speak, then we'll listen and we'll pray, "Teach me your ways, O God." We might spend some moments reading or listening to a CD on some significant topic. As we do, we'll pray, "Teach me your ways, O God." And maybe if it warrants it and the darkness is serious, and we'll seek out a spiritual guide or a professional counselor. And as we do, we'll pray, "Teach me your ways, O God." We usually don't get immediate light turned on when we face the darkness and call out to God for help, although some people get a quick response. What we will get, this psalm assures us, is that the God we turn to will be there to direct our steps, even in the darkness. We pray with one another, and we invite St. Lucy to join us today. "Teach me your ways, O God."